Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you are enjoying these podcasts. And now we're getting steam back up again after my couple of days of a break. I wanted to jump across the pond just for a few moments and talk about a big story which has broken over there. I'm sure you will have seen it or at least had some coverage of it here in the UK. Not that I think it's relevant, particularly to the UK, but it's relevant to some of the big issues such as institutional racism and whatnot. And of course, I'm talking about the killing of a man called Tyre Nichols by a group of police officers. It's pretty much captured on video, I think. So I think the facts of the case look to me to be pretty indisputable, although, of course, things have to be proven under law. But it looks like these police officers were very violently assaulted this man, and he ended up dead. So that's the first thing. So Tyre Nichols, of course, was a black man, and the five officers who assaulted him were black men. Yeah. So let's listen to what New York Mayor Eric Adams, himself a black man, has to say about this. Listen to this bizarre thinking.
No, I don't. Let me ask you, the Chief CJ Davis, when in my interview with her, she said that all the officers being black, it takes race off the table. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I think that I understand what the chief was saying, and I think she really handled this situation in a very professional way. She moved swiftly. She ensured that those officers were removed from the department. She took all the necessary steps. But I think race is still on the table. When a culture of policing historically has treated those from different groups differently, even when the individuals are from that same group, that culture can still exist. And we have to zero in on it, being honest about it, and making sure that we properly train police for the realities of the cities that they are policing in.
There you go. So he's pretty clear. New York Mayor Eric Adams is pretty clear that it's racism. What? It was black police officers who killed a black man, but yet he thinks this to do with racism. He wants to blame Whitey for something that black police officers done. Let's be clear. There's no excuse for violence, this level sort of violence that we've seen from these police officers. None whatsoever. Against black men, any skin color of men, Asian men, white men, whatever. There's no excuse for it. And the individuals concerned should certainly be subject to the most the toughest penalties imaginable, of course, because it looks to me as if it was manslaughter. But there's another factor in this, which, of course, is quietly not being discussed. And that is that those police officers who carried out the killing of this man, I think it's called the Scorpion unit that they were in. I understand from sources as well, which is pretty, I think, pretty much widespread on the interwebs, that they were essentially diversity hire recruits. So this is what happens when you bring in diversity hire recruits. The vetting isn't good. The training can't have been very good. And the consequences weren't good. But it was an all entirely black police squad. Now, if it had been an all-white police squad, maybe there would be a question to be asked. But since it's not, what we've seen is Adams there desperately dodging the question, and he doesn't want to talk about the particular incident or particular squad. He wants to talk about things in general because he wants to avoid the hard reality that some black police officers are very brutal and violent towards the black population and vice versa as well, it must be said. I mean, we've seen the death of black police officers, for example, during the Summer of Love at the hands of BLM fanatics. So this situation they were desperate to try and present this as, oh, more of my institutional racism, more of white supremacy against black people. But all the people involved were black. Everyone involved was black. So Where is the racism? I don't think you can be racist against your own ethnicity, can you? Is that the latest version of racism? Well, of course it's not, because you can't. You could. Some individuals may be racist toward other ethnic groups, and I think that's deplorable, because I don't think there's any room for racism, for sure. But in this case, it's black and white. It is absolutely black and white. And the fact that New York Mayor Eric Adams can't bring himself to accept that tells you all you need to know about the sort of people that they are placing in high office in New York. Little wonder that New York itself is a dystopian hellhole that I have no interest in going to at the moment, because it's a very different place than it was back when I was last there in about 2017 or so. It just makes me wonder if they've got a mayor who's just so determined to race bait and to try to attack white culture. I think that's very dispiriting. You know, he should have had the guts to admit that, yes, we have made mistakes. Yes, the police commissioner in this charge of this made huge recruiting mistakes. Standards are not being upheld, and that's where you get these kind of appalling incidents. But none of that was discussed. Let's be clear about that. Instead, they are rather pathetically trying to pass it off as more of this white institutional racism, when in fact it's black violence against black men. Totally unacceptable, of course, but that's the reality of it. Can't we actually speak the truth? Thanks for listening.